He wakes up with gum in his hair, slips on his skateboard, gets snubbed by his best friend, and it just gets worse.
There were lima beans for dinner, and I hate lima beans.
Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day was published 50 years ago today. Judith Viorst's best-selling kids book has been adapted for stage and screen. It's even been used to teach kids about ethics. NPR's Elizabeth Blair talked to the author and her inspiration.
Alexander is real. He's Judith Viorst's third son.
And I guess in a way the most challenging of them, because he did not want to be left out of anything. He was always chugging behind his brother saying, "Wait for me, guys, wait for me, guys." And there he is now.
Hello. Alexander, Elizabeth Blair.
Hi, Elizabeth. Nice to meet you.
Sitting outside on Alexander Viorst's front porch in Washington, D.C., we do a little truth squatting. Gum in your hair ever happened?
Never happened.
Did you like lima beans?
I don't think I had any direct hostility to lima beans.
But Judith Viorst, who seems a lot younger than her 91 years, says Alexander was something of a klutz when he was little.
The famous klutz story about Alexander is him limping home from school one day and saying, my knee, I killed my knee. And I said, oh my God, poor baby in soccer. And he said, no, story time.
By 1972, Viorst had already written a couple of children's books. One was about sibling rivalry called I'll Fix Anthony. She wrote Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day for Alexander, thinking it would cheer him up. She read him the manuscript.
And he got furious with me. He said, why are you giving me this bad day? Why don't you give it to Nick? Why don't you give it to Tony? Why me? He didn't think it was at all amusing, and I said, I can change it to Stanley and the Terrible, Horrible, or Walter and the... And then I did this, you know, totally manipulative mommy thing. But of course, your name won't be in great big letters on the front of the book. So at that point, he decided to keep it Alexander.
I could tell it was going to be a terrible, horrible,
no good, bad day.
In Summit, New Jersey, Ariel Sykes is reading and discussing Alexander with a group of second graders at the Kent Place School. They let me observe via Zoom. Sykes is the assistant director of the school's Ethics Institute. She uses Viorst's book to get kids to consider how they would act if they were in Alexander's shoes.
What do you think is the right thing to do when you're having a bad day?
Try to make it better.
Try to make better?
Yeah, yeah, so or like you could just deal with it.
What does that mean to just deal with it?
Don't really focus on that. Focus on good thoughts.
Afterwards, one of the students, Arna Sidiganahalli, tells me she was having a bad day because she didn't know what to say during the discussion. But she did have feelings about Alexander's older brother calling him a crybaby. She didn't like it.
People cry sometimes. Okay to cry.
Ariel Sykes says one of the things she likes about Alexander is that it doesn't judge his behavior.
I think it's a good model of how it can be okay to sit with your emotions and that you don't always need to fix things and that having a bad day is just part of life.
These days happen to everybody. I think it makes it a lot more tolerable when you think you haven't been singled out.
Do you think it's tougher today to be a kid?
You know, I think the world has gotten tough, and even if they're not watching the news and reading the incredibly depressing stories, I think it must seep into them.
The real Alexander agrees. He has three kids of his own. When they were little, he read them their grandmother's book.
This is, you know, a guy who's sort of been in my life forever, and he keeps having crappy days, but I'm going to keep rooting for him, right?
50 years after it was written, Judith Viorst is grateful Alexander turned out okay.
I look at this little fierce tiger of a little boy, and I see this loving, benevolent father and head of a family, and it thrills me practically every day.
Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.